Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Mark J. Lindquist, nationally recognized motivational speaker, national anthem singer, and author. And his business manager, Jared Bai.
Analysis paralysis. You ever hear that term?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Advice for someone to get over that, because outside of rocking in a fetal position in the corner or sitting on your hands, a lot of people don't know what to do when they got so much on their plate.
Sure.
They just get paralyzed. How do you help someone over that?
You know, really, I just think it comes down to a very simple example, and it may be too simple, but you just have to swing the bat. You have to have the guts to go out there and try something new. When I'm speaking to audiences, young and old, it doesn't matter if they're middle school or a bunch of church ladies with gray hair, I always ask everybody to create a list of 10 things that they like, you know, because we go through the process of kind of some self-reflection. Where are you at in life, and what are the things that you stand for on this earth, right? And so it doesn't matter if they're young or old, I ask them to list 10 things they like, and then, boom, we're off and running. I play some music, and they try to list those things. And inevitably, in every audience I'm in front of, a full third to a half of the audience can't get to 10. They can't list 10 things that they like. I think that says a lot about, like,
that's sad.
How we really don't know ourselves.
Right.
And people are so frustrated. You see it in their eyes as their pen gets stuck on number 7, and they're like, oh, man, I honestly don't know what I like. Because you... And then I ask the question, I mean, if we don't know what we like, how... then it's no wonder that we don't know what we love, that we don't know what we're passionate about, you know? And that's what the statistics say, and that's why we wrote our book, Passion, 8 Steps to Find Yours, is 11 to 20% of the population has passion for the thing that they do, right? And so, you know, it's this process of I don't know what I like, so then I say, well, then you got to go try a bunch of stuff. You got to try more things, you know, be it at work. You got to try more ways of doing the thing you're doing, you know, build a better widget, whatever it is. In your personal life, you got to try more. When was the last time you examined your bucket list, you know, and said, you know, these are the things that I've got to do before I kick the bucket. And many times people raise their hand and they say, you know what, Mark, you're right. I haven't tried a new thing lately. You know, I haven't put myself out there and swung the bat lately. Mm-hmm. I get in this what I call the velocity of life, which is you go to school, you get a good education, you get a good job, you got a mortgage, you got 2.5 kids, you got your wife or a husband, that's fine. You got a white picket fence. That life is great. However, when you wake up one day in the audiences that I speak to, they say, you know what? I don't know myself. I don't know what I want in this world. I found myself in this position in life kind of by default. And so I'm trying to get people to examine what are the true things that at their core, what do they want, you know? And sometimes we lead them down the path of being an entrepreneur. Sometimes we lead them down the path of asking their boss if they can transfer to another department. Sometimes we ask them, maybe it's an entire career change, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a 180, right? But really, the exciting thing about what we're doing for people all over the country is we're helping them find the things that they love, which it seems like a basic principle that we shouldn't have forgotten, but most of us have.
That's easy to know. I mean, when the bills start coming,
right,
you start forgetting about a lot of things you love.
It
you
becomes
know?
Part of, a, like, how do I get a paycheck?
Yeah.
What is my job, right?
Yeah.
But we, Jared and I, have found a way to communicate a message to people inside of corporate America or at a personal development seminar to say, what are the things you love? What are you going to do to get off of your rear end and make that happen? Because I always say, I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up, right? When I was young, growing up in Ortonville, Minnesota, population 2000, I knew what I wanted to be. I wanted to be the grandfather sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair. I wanted to look back at life, and I never wanted to have to say, I wish I would have. I always wanted to look back at those years and tell tales of adventure about the times that I'm glad I did. That's the guy I wanted to be.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jared Bai and Mark J. Lindquist, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And freedom that my selfish solitude provides, and I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
And every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to
the music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and line on the horizon. Under the soft red glow of the wintertime city clouds.
You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.
You can make a million too.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14 on and 7 off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit rockpileenergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@rockpileenergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.